California's statewide university system will no longer consider race, ethnicity, or gender in deciding which high school students to admit. The change comes a year earlier than had been planned. California voters approved Proposition 209, which eliminates such preference policies. University officials say they will still give special attention to students with disadvantaged backgrounds. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Los Angeles, graduating high school students in California are now on unfamiliar ground.
College applications for the University of California system are due by the end of the month, and high school students are busy filling out forms, preparing for entrance exams, and writing personal essays. Until this year, UC admissions officers would give special consideration to the race, ethnicity, or gender of some students who might not have been accepted on their grades and test scores alone. Now this policy has been eliminated, leaving students to guess at how new standards for admission will work.
It's kind of scary, knowing that I'm in this situation.
Tennille Jones is a senior at Fairfax High School. She has a 3.0 grade point average and is taking several college placement classes. She's president of the Black Students Union and a member of the academic decathlon team.
You know that you fight and you work your way through high school and you try and do all you can do, and then you get to this point and some of the privileges that you have are taken away from you. And in this case, I don't consider it to be a privilege. I consider it to be a right. All it gave us was opportunity. You're still based on your merit.
Jones hopes her extracurricular activities boost her chances of getting into the highly competitive UC Berkeley, since being African American no longer gives her special status. California high school students are guaranteed a place in the university system if their grade point average is at least 3.3. Under the old Affirmative Action program, students with a 2.8 or more average could still get in. In fact, last year, about 60% of all incoming students were admitted that way. Besides race, ethnicity, and gender, they were judged on special talents or skills, athletic or musical ability, whether they lived in a rural area, or whether their parents were alumni. Under the new system, students with lower grades can still qualify, but Fairfax High School seniors Annalyn Coronado and Lubia Munoz worry about getting into the schools of their choice with the new colorblind admissions rules, because competition remains high, especially for the top schools such as UC Berkeley and UCLA.
Yeah, because see, like me, I have a lot of extracurricular activities. You know, we both have AP classes.
But that was like the little boost that we needed, you know what I mean? That was like the little extra thing, you know, being Latino and, oh, yes, you know. And now, you know, it's like, wow.
I come from a single-parent family, and I, you know, I've worked so hard, and, you know, I'm getting through high school, and now, you know, to say, well, I can't, you know, like, go to a UC or something, you know, and that's a real big shock. I mean, I'm about to cry here. I'm so shocked.
What could help Coronado is the fact that she comes from a low-income background and would be the first in her family to go to college. These are two factors the colleges will continue to stress. On the other hand, some students say they won't miss affirmative action. Lee Anguro is a senior at the nearly all-Latino Garfield High School in East L.A. With a grade point average of 3.8, he's not worried about the new rules.
Well, when I go to college, I don't want people to tell me that I got in just because of my ethnicity. I want to make sure that I competed against them equally, not just with the... I would like to be... to go in because I know I did the work, because I worked hard, that I earned to get in there, that I could compete with all of them.
Some of the white students at Santa Monica High School, like senior Josh Belsky, also welcome the new colorblind admissions.
I do believe in giving people a chance, because I do think that people are given lesser opportunities because of the color of their skin, and that needs to be corrected. But I am happy that anything that can help my chances of getting in is a godsend, because my grades aren't very good at all.
University officials say a student's race or ethnicity were just one of several special circumstances they used to judge. College counselor Kay Ochi is advising students to continue to emphasize unusual circumstances in their lives.
You need to say in your UC essay even more, speak more to, for example, factors such as if you're economically challenged, you know, low-income person, plus experiences of your life that are particular difficulties. This is no time to be shy. You know, I think it's the opportunity to reveal the obstacles that you have overcome and what you've made of it.
The director of admissions for the UC system, Carla Ferry, says reviewers will look more closely at how students' grades improved, and they'll take into account the quality of the students' high schools.
The process of admission would have to be more complex, less automated, more decision-making, more reading of files than in the past. And it will continue to be very competitive.
One group that's not likely to be hurt are Asian American students. At UC Berkeley, there's been a cap on Asian American admissions. So many had such good grades that admissions officers worried they'd be overrepresented. But university officials predict there will be fewer African American and Latino students admitted under the new policy. Carla Ferry says she's worried about continuing to attract them, since many out-of-state and private colleges will be recruiting them, in part because of their minority status.
Some people may think that the university is no longer welcoming to certain students, which is not true. That's not the message we're sending out.
Ferry says the problems begin before college. The number of black high school students whose grades and test scores qualify them for the UC system is low, hovering at 5%, even lower at 4% for Latinos. That compares with 12.7% of eligible whites and 38% for Asian Americans. The UC system is trying to improve California high schools by training teachers and tutoring students so that more will be eligible for a university education. I'm Andalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.